Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The 2016 election wasn't just a Republican victory for the White House or Congress. Starting next year, Republicans have complete control of a record 32 state legislatures. Democrats will control just 13, with five states splitting control of their houses. Republican control is close to the point where states could start to move to amend the Constitution if they did it right. And here's something else to consider. President-elect Donald Trump says he'd like to see more power devolved to the states on issues like health care and abortion. And that can mean a big policy shift as programs move from influence in Washington to more and more states controlled by Republicans. David Daley is the author of The True Story Behind the Secret Plan to Steal America's Democracy. It's a book about how Republicans made huge advances in the 2014 state elections. David, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
So let's review the numbers. I went through some of the numbers of Republican near hegemony in state legislatures. What numbers are most important to you?
The amazing thing after this election is that we are still a 50-50 divided country, but Republicans have pretty much all of the power. Republicans control 69 of 99 state legislative chambers, have a record number of governors, 25 trifectas, which is a state where they control the governor, the state house, and the state senate. And according to the Americans for Tax Reform, a conservative group led by Grover Norquist, some 80% of the country now lives under at least some form of Republican government.
So what gave rise to this GOP dominance at the state level? We see election after election where Democrats win popular votes nationally, including the election we just had. Democrats have more voters, it seems, but far less power, especially at the state level.
This is no accident. In 2010, Republicans plotted their way back to power after Barack Obama's big win and the big gains Democrats made in the Congress in 2008 with a plan called Red Map for Redistricting Majority Project. Republicans committed to using the gerrymander, the oldest political trick in the book, in a radical and inventive new way in 2010 and in 2011. And they remapped the country using very aggressive new computer technology and a cloud's worth of demographic details and census information and voting records to draw themselves impregnable lines on which they cannot lose. There is a whole conversation right now about how Democrats live in the cities and Republicans live every place else. That obscures what the Republicans did in 2010 and 2011 to intentionally dominate redistricting, to draw themselves impregnable majorities in states even where they have only a minority of the vote, and to essentially take over our government.
So one of the scenarios here is a possible process where if state legislatures can agree between each other, they can call a convention and start amending the Constitution with things they want.
There's the possibility right now, as Republicans control as many state House chambers and state Senate chambers as they do, of calling a national constitutional convention. You could see a move to reform the Electoral College within this many states under Republican control. And it would not be in the direction that people want to see it reformed after six of seven popular votes go one way. It would be towards more cases of Maine and Nebraska, where congressional districts feed into control of the Electoral College as opposed to the popular vote in the states. But there's a lot of room for danger here.
Well, amending the Constitution is still very difficult. It seems to me the more immediate scenario is regular old laws and programs that come from Washington. As Republicans control Congress, they try to devolve more power back to the states, and more of those states are Republican, as you mentioned. Medicaid is one example. Republicans in Congress are going to move to block grant that program, giving the money to the states and letting the states do what they want. If more and more of these states are under Republican control, that has an enormous direct and immediate impact on people, millions of people, tens of millions, who receive that Medicaid health care, and that's just one program.
Republicans have dreamed of this kind of control over Congress and the states for a long time. The entire purpose of Red Map was to give themselves a chance at this kind of dominance, even in a 50-50 country. So they are going to move quickly. A block granting Medicaid is probably one of those things that is going to head back down to the states. And there are, you know, 31 states, 11 of them right now under Republican control that accepted the extra money from the Supreme Court in order to accelerate the expansion of Medicaid. But I think we also have to keep in mind that a lot of these states where Republicans have complete control, it allows them to come up with laws like a transgender bathroom bill in North Carolina, or the emergency manager law in Flint, Michigan, or the anti-labor and collective bargaining rules that were passed in Wisconsin. What you see in these states are legislatures that are beyond the control of the ballot box, and these legislators feel empowered to go as far as they can and as far as they want on legislation, knowing that they are impervious to any consequences.
After the victory of Donald Trump in the presidential election, absolute Republican dominance of state legislatures across the country that Democrats are now just realizing have them very, very far behind in important policies, including Medicaid and many others. David Daley is the author of a book with a difficult title if you're in radio. It's called Rat The True Story Behind the Secret Plan to Steal America's Democracy. David Daley, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.